The next thing we have,
wow, looks like a foreign language here. We have a consent agenda. The only thing I would correct on this, and I didn't realize this, is we have two sixes. So could we make the second six a 6A? And unless there's any objection, I would take a motion. Oh, there's no seven? Oh, that's even better. Thank goodness I have somebody who pays attention here. Thank you. That was Ms. Milshewski. So we will have item six, the second six we had item seven. Is there a motion to approve the consent agenda as listed? Is there a second? That was by Milshewski.
Peterson.
Was it a second by Peterson? Okay. Any discussion on the consent agenda?
Yeah.
Roll call, please.
Milshewski? Aye.
Bumhauser?
Aye.
I couldn't hear that.
Aye.
Thank you.
Fancier?
Aye.
Closure?
Yay.
Was that nay?
Yes, that was a yes.
Reader?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Help?
Aye.
Okay, I have 7 ayes, correct? Motion carries.
Thank you. So I would ask on future votes, if you all could remember, let's try to use yes for yes and no for no, just because it makes it easier on our clerk. Thank you. There are no minutes for approval. The mayor's report. We have two items. Actually, we have two items, one not listed. The one not listed is I appreciate everyone working with us. I appreciate your patience, and when I don't get back to you right away with phone calls and questions, as you know, it's been a very interesting 2 weeks since our last meeting when we presented the budget 2 weeks ago. Little did we know we'd be in a, you know, potential real major recession. There's been a lot going on. I think the staff and the community has come together real well, which I appreciate. The staff, you know, we've had some very serious discussions, and we don't always agree, but in the end, we move forward, and we're serving the public. A lot of what we're doing is over the phone, but we're still keeping busy on doing stuff outside, and we're keeping our safe distances. And the community, I think it's been outstanding, the fact that you see the community come forward and help out the different businesses that closed and the different restaurants, so I think that's been outstanding. As far as items listed on the agenda, the first one is ordinance granting emergency power to the mayor of the United States of Yorkville, and that is number 2020-13. Is there a motion to approve? By Milshewski?
Second.
Second by Plocher. Any discussion?
I have a question.
Mr. Transier has a question, please.
Weren't some of these establishments already closed by proclamation of the governor? I know you had some restaurants and taverns listed in there, but aren't they already?
Some of these are redundant, yes.
We also, if I may, Your
please,
Honor,
please.
We also may want to enforce some of this locally so that we could enforce it and authorize our police department to approach situations that don't conform.
Okay. Other questions? Anyone in the chamber halls? Anyone out in video land? Any questions for any of you? Do I see a hand out there? Who is that?
Joel,
Mr. Frieders, please.
All right, just a quick question to kind of clarify for the concerning comments I was getting from some of the residents. Is this absolutely necessary? Not that I'm not trying to disagree, I'm just trying to get clarity for those who assume that this is either a power grab or unnecessary. Is this necessary?
So I would say it's not absolutely necessary. What this would do is give the mayor the authority, if all hell breaks loose, we'll say, to enact some of these stricter measures. I can say I have no desire to do so. It's definitely not what I want to do, and I think those of you who worked with me now for almost a year or 10 months, you realize this is not what I want to do. But if something did happen that we would want to enact these, it would save us from having to call an emergency meeting, quite frankly, just make it easier if something did happen.
Great, thank you, sir.
Thank you. Other questions in video land? I don't see any out there. Mr. Funkhauser, did I see your hand?
Yes. We have in here the ability for you to approve new spending if we should not pass a budget before a requirement by
correct.
Let's say, if I thought that we had provisions already in the, you know, such as our emergency operations plan and the statutes that are granted to you by the state authority to do the expenditures as necessary if we issue the emergency proclamation outside of creating the budget line items.
The emergency proclamation is only good for 7 days. We did that when the emergency was initially declared. At this juncture, what you are doing tonight is only good till the next regular meeting of the City Council. So that this is just if a disaster should strike. You know, I know, and given what we're able to do tonight, that we most certainly should be able to convene a meeting, assuming that the governor continues his suspension of the Open Meetings Act to enact the necessary budget. But if some disaster did come forth, no, we need this ordinance until the next regular meeting. The law says the mayor may do all these things. You've have now said with this ordinance, okay, mayor, at least till the next regular meeting.
And just for a point of clarification, this is enacted until such time we have our next regular meeting.
Yes, sir.
And we can renew the same conditions or amend at that time.
Yes, sir. Exactly.
Okay. Other questions? Any other questions in video land? We'll do a roll call, please.
Funkhauser?
Yes.
Gambier?
Yes.
Fletcher?
Yes.
Reader? Yes. Peterson? Yes. House? Yes. Milkinski?
Yes.
That's very helpful for me for you guys to answer yes. I can hear much better. Motion passes.
Thank you. Next item we have under Mayor's Report is the 2020 Road to Better Roads Program Additional Work Contract. And I would ask for a motion to authorize the staff to approve the additional street work on Greenbrier Road in the amount not to exceed $163,472.25 with Geneva Construction Company, and authorize the mayor to execute contingent on the mayor's review and approval with staff. And I'll explain that after I get a motion in a second, if I could, please.
So moved.
Wilshewski?
Second.
Transier. So, I'm sorry, go ahead. Somebody say something out there? No, okay.
Maybe a video second.
Oh, okay. Oh, did we have a video? Well, you can get the next one, whoever that was. We'll let the video people go next. Okay, and so what this is I want to do this, and I want to do the next portion, which we approved already, or which we authorized to go out to bid for, the main ones on the Public Works Committee report. I want to do them all. I want you to understand that. But with everything going on, I haven't had a chance to sit down with Bart and Rob and look at the cash flow, because the way the funding's coming in with the state having troubles too, I want to just make sure we're going to have the funding before we authorize this. I spoke to Brad Sanderson. He said they would like, meaning Geneva Construction, they would like to begin this sometime, hopefully the end of April, and finish it by, you know, the middle of the summer, maybe end of June. But I am just not comfortable until I've looked at it with Bart and Rob, but I really want to move forward. So that's why I asked for that contingent. So I will take any and all questions at this time. Let me start with video land. Is that Mr. Frieders?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
I 100% concur. I think we need to move forward, but when we get into the discussion about the budget, I think we need to have a reality plan in place. We've been planning for these things for the last 3, 4, 5, sometimes longer amounts of time as far as years are concerned. And everybody just got thrown a curveball. So while I do want to stay on track to make sure that we're taking care of, you know, the things that we're investing money in, we have to think realistically, considering there might be a whole bunch of people out of work, and we might have to make some changes. So I don't know how you would do that administratively. Like, you only, we have to start work until we know that we're in financial straits where we'll be able to actually cover those bills? Is that possible, or do you, if you say yes, you have to say yes?
So, on this one specifically, if we make a contingent on the mayor's approval, then we can look at it. But as a broader question, and we will have further discussion on the budget towards the end of the agenda, as a broader question, we're going to have some items that, whether it's tonight or next month, we'll discuss. Do we want to keep these in? Do we want to remove them? Or, to your point, do we want to keep them in and know that we're going to look at this in 3 months? Because the real negative impact on the sales tax, et cetera, we won't see that for 3 months. Now, who knows with the state? Maybe the state funds will get chopped sooner. But our sales tax are 3 months in arrears. So some of those projects, for example, one I can come up with, the ERP we've talked about, we have, I think it's like $245,000 in the budget for that. That may be something we just say, you know, as much as we'd like to do it, we can't do it. So to your question, there are things we're going to look at, and we may ask for authorization, knowing that we're not going to do them if the numbers aren't there, and knowing also something of that expense, the council would have to prove that anyway. So I think they're great questions, and yeah, we're already thinking about it because there's some real impacts out here right now. Other questions in video land? Questions from the council in house? Roll call, please.
Santia?
Yes.
Fletcher?
Yes.
Breeder?
Yes.
Peterson?
Yes.
Schultz?
Yes.
Wilczewski?
Yes.
Von Krauser?
Yes.
Motion carried.
Thank you very much. Okay, so that's all for the mayor's report. We do go to Public Works, and Mr. Plocher, I would ask when you make the motion to award the contract for the Roads to Better Roads that we make it also a contingent on the mayor's approval, please. So, I turn it over to you, sir.
That's PW 2020-23, a motion to accept the bid and award contract to Geneva Construction. Amount not to exceed $737,441.07, contingent upon the approval of the mayor.
That's a motion. Is there a second? Anyone in video land?
Second.
Was that Mr. Frieders?
Yeah.
Excellent. Discussion on this. Anybody in video land? Mr. Frieders, I think that's your hand.
Oh, I thought we were on number two, I'm sorry. No, but I'm fully okay with awarding it as far as
Okay. Taking
the plan for the trademark. I do have a comment there.
Anyone else in video land have any questions? Hearing none, roll call, please.
Transier?
Yes.
Fletcher?
Yes.
Breeder?
Yes.
Peterson?
Yeah.
Oh?
Yeah.
Wilczewski?
Yes.
Bonhauser?
Yes.
Motion carried.
Thank you very much. Was that all for yours?
No.
Oh, I thought there was one more. Oh, yeah, I marked in the wrong spot. Please, go ahead.
PW 2020-27. A motion to approve an ordinance authorizing the acquisition of equipment for the upgrade of Blackberry Creek North Lift Station and authorize the mayor and city clerk to execute.
Second.
Second by Milshewski. Or was that Frieders? Did I hear Frieders?
He has a question.
Oh, you have a question. Okay, so it was Milshewski. But Mr. Frieders has a question. Please proceed.
Actually, more of a comment. I think roads are kind of a delicacy. I think water is a necessity, especially considering where this is located. I'm going to be selfish for myself and my friend Chris Funkhauser. This is something that we absolutely have to take care of. If this goes down in the middle of a financial downturn, that could negatively impact our health. So I'm all for going through with this and making sure that the work does happen as budget.
Thank you. Other questions or comments on this? And the total amount of this was how much, Mr. Deuce?
60.
Roughly.
Almost $70,000.
About $70,000.
Left.
Okay. But this, there's plenty of money to do this. So, other questions or comments? Roll call, please.
Foster?
Yes.
Reeder?
Yes.
Peterson?
Yes.
Coates?
Yes.
Wilczynski?
Yes.
Von Hauser?
Yes.
Trandier?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Thank you very much. Economic Development Committee. Is there a report?
No report.
Public Safety. There's no report there. Administration Committee. Mr. Funkhauser, please.
Okay. Make a motion to approve a contract for renewal of existing HMO and PPO plans with Blue Shield, Blue Cross Blue Shield, to approve a contract with MetLife for the dental plan, to approve a contract with Lincoln Financial for life insurance, to approve employee HRA card amounts in the same amount as fiscal year 2020, and to authorize non-union employee contribution percentages in the amounts of 10.5%
for each of them,
12.5% for PPO coverage, and with the union employee contribution rates in the amounts as authorized by the police department and public works union contracts.
Is there a second?
Second.
By Milshewski. Discussion, please. Anything in the chambers? Anything in video land? Mr. Frieders, did you have a question?
Two thumbs up, Mr. Mayor.
Man, that's like Siskel and Ebert. Is that who was? Thumbs up? Awesome. Any other questions from or comments from video land? Roll call, please.
Reader?
Aye. Yes.
Peterson?
Yes.
Oh?
Yes.
Wilczynski?
Yes.
Von Hauser?
Yes.
Van Zier?
Yes.
Foster?
Yes.
Motion carried.
Thank you very much.
Progressive Energy, Audit of City Facilities and Municipal Education. Make a motion to approve a resolution authorizing Progressive Energy Group, PEG, and authorize the city administrator to approve a contract with the lowest cost electricity provider by rate classification for a period up to 60 months, and authorize the mayor and clerk to execute and to approve an ordinance authorizing renewal of aggregation programs for electrical load, and authorize the mayor and clerk to execute.
Second.
Second by Milshewski. Questions or comments? Mr. You want to go, Mr. Olson?
Sure.
Please.
We do have Chris Childress from Progressive Energy on the video chat in case there are any broker questions. As the motion is drafted, there are two components to it. One is bidding out the city's own electrical supply accounts for lower rates. That's explained in the memo, so that's like the first half of the motion. And then the second half of the motion is returning to a somewhat traditional electric aggregation for residential accounts citywide. And so there's a detailed explanation in the memo, and I'm sure Mr. Childress can opine if you have questions about that. But basically, the residential aggregation market does not allow for citywide savings for each residence. In electric supply rates. So rather than having a lower supply rate, they basically lock you into whatever ComEd rate is, and then they guarantee the city disbursement check at the front end of that aggregation. So you're guaranteed never to pay more than ComEd, and the city is able to use that money for any purpose that it wishes. And so we did combine the motions, but if everybody has more questions about aggregation, or if they want to talk about it some more, we would just have to amend the motion to remove the back half of that sentence.
Questions or comments? Mr. Frieders?
Yeah, sorry to be the candy candy tonight.
No, no, I thought you were flipping me off there.
Real quick question. In moments of uncertainty like March 2020, when you've got a potential global pandemic happening, do you think it wise to get into a contract for 60 months when we don't know which direction electoral rates are going to head? Or do you have any experience in things happening globally that may impact our electoral rates going forward and it would be a good idea to hop in?
So the motion is a maximum of 60 months. And so the way it's going to be bid out is with different terms. It could be 12, 24, 36, 48, up to 60. We've done up to 36 months in the past with our NYMEC electric broker. And so there have been years, depending on the electric market, where our electric supply costs have been close or above or slightly below ComEd's. And so you've given us the authority in the past to go up to 36 months, and we've had to make the decision at a staff level either take some savings short-term or potentially long-term. So that's been a conversation that we've had every year.
And was Mr. Childress, did you say he was here?
He is.
Did you have any comments, Mr. Childress?
Yeah, the only thing I would add to that is there's actually, and it's a good question, there's an inversion in the marketplace right now that the future price of electricity is actually cheaper than the current price of electricity. So the farther you go out, the cheaper the price is then. And so we want to look at it over the 60, but exactly like Mark said, we're not going to sign anything that's not advantageous for the city. Who would not recommend?
Anything else, Mr. Freders?
See any impact from the pandemic going on right now? Have there ever been any kind of global type of issues like this that have impacted rates up or down as far as electricity is concerned?
Well, quite frankly, I'm a little bit concerned about upward pressure right now. And the reason why is because with oil prices being so low right now, they're shutting off fracking. And fracking drives a lot of the electric throughout the nation. And if they shut down the fracking, that's going to put upward pressure on natural gas, which we've seen go up a little bit here recently, which will drive electric prices up. So it's actually the inverse. I know it would seem like less load being used out there, the prices would die, but actually it's gone flat, slightly above.
Thank you, sir.
Any other questions in video land? Questions or comments from those here in the chambers? Seeing none, roll call, please.
Peterson?
Yes.
Schultz?
Yes.
Dostoevsky?
Yes.
Baumgartner?
Yes.
Trampier?
Yes.
Trampier?
Yes.
Fletcher?
Yes.
Freeder?
Yes.
Motion carried.
Thank you very much.
Okay. I'll make a motion to approve a resolution authorizing notice of the termination of its participation in the Southwest Fox Valley Cable and Telecommunication Consortium and authorize the mayor and city clerk to execute.
Is there a second?
Second.
Discussion? I have some thoughts, but if anyone else has questions or thoughts first. Let me have Mr. Transier go first, please.
I know we were going to send this back to the administration committee to try and come up with some type of solutions or alternatives, and I don't know, we haven't been presented with anything, so that's what I was hoping to hear today, that we have something. If we are going to withdraw, what are we going to do?
Mr. Freeders? I'll respond to that in a moment.
Could you summarize that? I couldn't hear him at all, I'm sorry.
Mr. Transier just asked about what came from the committee. Some different options that we said we'd bring up from the committee, but I don't believe the committee met last week.
We did not.
So here's my thoughts on this. And, you know, if you disagree with me, that's fine. Our fiscal year budget, this expense is about $65,000. In light of what we're facing since just 2 weeks ago, I think that $65,000 could be very beneficial. I understand people want to have these meetings videoed. I believe we can come up with some equipment and a system for much less than $65,000 a year. The other thing is, and this to me is one of the bigger issues, is our agreement says we need to give 90 days notice before the end of their fiscal year. The end of their fiscal year is June 30th. We will not have a meeting between now and March 30th. So this would at least allow us to give notice. We'd have to come back for a final approval with the city council. This is just a notice. So we would not cease the program without a final vote by the city council. But if we don't do this, we're locked in for one more year. Now, is there potential with only Aurora, or with North Aurora out, with Yorkville and Plano and Sandwich being the only three? Is there potential that we could have discussions? Absolutely. But this just gives us one more option. And again, in light of the my guess is the fiscal challenges we may face, I just think $65,000, that buys a squad car. So I would ask for your consideration, knowing that if we actually do have a formal, if we formally pull out, the council will have a final vote on that. So I'll take other questions or comments. Mr. Funkhauser?
I understand the financial concerns that we're facing right now. I truly do. It would have been helpful to have options presented to us, whether it be at the prior meeting or between that meeting and council. I think that's what we're kind of hoping for, is to have some options. You know, when we talked about it in the memo that was presented at the last council meeting, that North Aurora, they went through this process, they liked well. They were presented with options and wants of discussion. We haven't done that. Now we're backed up against the window of, we have 90 days now to exit. The old adage, failure to plan on your part doesn't constitute an emergency on my part. I mean, there are services that are beneficial to our community. Now, we're talking big picture here, it's come up several times in our meeting, about the financial impact that, our current pandemic is having on our system. It may be an issue, absolutely. But I think that this program is beneficial to the community. Being part of it is beneficial. We have not been presented with ideas and options. We haven't had a chance to deliberate on options. I do not like making rash moves without having thoroughly vetted and discussed these types of things. I think we are rushing this, or we were late to the game in bringing this forward. Either way, I would like to have further discussion on this. If we move forward with the resolution to exit, that gives us a chance, we may stay in still. There's no
possibility. Correct.
So I'm not saying that we're going to absolutely exit by this vote today. But if we do move forward with this notice to leave, there have to be options presented to this council of what we can do to provide similar services. We will not be able to provide all the services because we will lose our access to Wabansi potentially for the services that they are partnered with us for. So that's something that we don't talk about. We keep saying, well, we video record our meetings. That's not all that this organization does. We do a lot more than that. So when we're looking at what that $65,000 does, it's more than just video recording this meeting. So I want to keep that in mind, that we do have to have a plan in place. We have to have options, and we have to be responsible with what we're doing with this. Cutting services to cut services and save $65,000. Well, there are a lot of other services we could probably cut to make those kind of changes too. So if we're going to be talking about cutting this one, let's talk about cutting some other ones. But right now, we don't know what that necessarily needs to be. So I want to be very cautious about moving this forward with the notice, unless we truly do have a plan in place.
I think those are very fair points. And as I said, if the council approves this tonight, we will not pull the plug unless the council votes on a plan to pull the plug. And if you don't like a plan we present, or if we just get overwhelmed by this other thing and the city council says, you know what, we don't care about everything else going on, we want to proceed forward, that's city council's decision. But this gives us at least some time. And to your point, we got the notice from North Aurora. We heard they were doing it, but we got the notice within the last 30 days, I believe it was. They're fair comments, but I think it just is prudent that we approve this, give staff and myself a chance to come up with a plan. And if we don't come up with a plan, or you don't like the plan, that's fine. But if we don't do this, I can tell you what, we're not putting any time into this for several months, because We got bigger fish to fry right now. And if you tell me you don't want us to even consider $65,000 in savings, that's fine. We won't even look at it for 6 or 9 or 12 more months, because I promise you, we got other things we got to talk about. So this, I'm just asking for a little bit of time to let us think about it. And then if you don't formally pull the plug, then we'll continue for one more year, or we'll have those discussions with Plano and Sandwich. Other questions or comments? Mr. Frieders?
Bart.
You had a question for Bart?
I'm
sorry, I didn't understand.
I asked this at the last meeting. Do we know that the number will go up with North Aurora leaving?
We do not know what the contributions will do, and I think that that's something that the three remaining partners, financial partners, would have to discuss.
Mr. Frieders?
Okay, now my question is, so I agree with basically everything that Funkhauser said. I want to try to understand better why the timing of this is crucial to vote to terminate participation, but not fully execute termination. How does that work? Can you explain that real quick? I'm sorry.
The intergovernmental agreement with the communities contemplates that 90 days notice is required to exit the consortium, and it has to be done prior to the end of the fiscal year. So their fiscal year ends June 30th, and so that's the March 30th deadline. So not that we couldn't give notice next month, but that it's...
Not terminated?
I'm sorry?
So you're saying that we could adopt this and say that we're going to terminate, and then choose not to ultimately terminate?
Correct, yes.
So, and Mr. Frieders, as I said to Mr. Funkhauser, that would be a decision by the council. That would not be an administrative decision. Because the dollars we're talking, that would be a decision by the council.
There is a citizen's comment regarding about the consortium being a resource for our community, which I totally agree. What I don't want to do is say, yeah, let's go ahead and pass this, and then we're going to get distracted. Guarantee we're going to get distracted for the next 3 months of our lives. Regardless of how we feel about what $65,000 might be used for, I'm going to keep harping on transparency. If we're going to plan on staying with it, is this a year extension? If we don't adopt this, are we in for a year? Or what's the long-term hit if we don't adopt this tonight?
So the agreement contemplates that it would be another year, but anything that the three remaining financial partners agree to would be fine. So, we could give the notice, or we could skip the notice, go to the next board meeting and come to an agreement with Plano and Sandwich and say, we're just going to reduce the contribution, or we're going to have different services, or, we're going to roll out, a new consortium 13 months from now or 6 months from now. So we could come to terms with whatever we wanted with our other partners.
All right, I think I'm way more comfortable with not adopting this because I know we're going to get distracted and we're going to end up terminating it than I am less worried about spending $65,000 for potentially more or less, but spending what we've already been spending backwards since I've been in Yorkville to make sure that somebody's always going to show up and make sure that we're documented. But I think we need to show up to the next board meeting, have that discussion about what our options are with the three communities total, then also make sure that we're the ones holding levers as far as having our committee meetings recorded and shared on their television network, and then figure out a way for them to work with the AACPP to make sure that the footage that they're capturing, we can either share with them and vice versa as far as the AACPP goes. So I'm not interested in adopting this and then forgetting about it.
Okay, thank you for your comments. Other comments from either Ken or Jason? I can't see either one of you. I can't see if you're raising your hands. None?
No.
Any comments? Any other comments from people here in the city chambers? Roll call, please.
Paul?
Yes.
Nelszewski?
Yes.
Baumhauser?
No.
No.
That was a no?
Correct.
Santier?
Yes.
Was that a yes?
Yes.
Kosher?
No.
Reader?
No.
Peterson?
Yes.
Okay, so I have a vote of 4-3.
You have to
vote.
Does
the mayor need to vote?
The mayor must vote.
Yes.
Motion passes.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it, the discussion, and we will work on this. I appreciate it, and again, no final decision will be made without City Council approval. So thank you for the discussion. Where does that leave us on the agenda?
Discussion of the budget.
Oh, I got to go through everything else though here. Park Board, nothing. Planning and Zoning Commission, nothing. City Council report. Anything from City Council? I don't want to pass y'all up. Mr. Frieders? Who was that? Was that Mr. Frieders? Please.
Frieders. All right, we all know the project that I'm working on. We all know that basically all travel and all events have been canceled nationwide. So I did have a short statement kind of prepared, not to summarize what the project is about, but just to kind of remember our humanity. So during the stress and uncertainty of this global pandemic, everyone is handling and reacting to things differently. While we're all in our separate spaces, practicing social distancing in an effort to flatten this curve, it's important to pay attention to what you are feeling and to try to share or remote that to someone you trust. Call 1-800-985-5990 or text Talk With Us, no spaces, to 66746 to connect to the trained crisis counselor at the SAMHSA Disaster Distress Hotline. While all of my travel and educational events that I had planned for this month and next month is now canceled, Hope Today is pivoted towards offering our in-person presentations and live digital education programs during the quarantine. Between myself and those on my education team at Hope Today, we are here to get the conversation started, so please reach out to me at joel@hftd.org or info@hftd.org to set something up. We're all in this together. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Other comments from the council? Clerk, do you have a report? No. Good.
No.
Thank you. Community liaison reports.
Not tonight.
None. Any staff reports? None. Thank you, staff, for the very frank discussions we've had the last week and a half, 2 weeks, whatever it's been now. I do appreciate it. And I'll take my blood pressure medicine. So. Mayor's report continued. We have the fiscal year 2021 budget. We will be reviewing this, Bart and Rob and myself, and we'll get some input from the department heads as well. We'll come up with a list, and we already have in our minds some items. You know, as I said, for example, the ERP, that might be something. If the numbers aren't there, we're not going to do. We weren't going to probably start that till late in the year anyway. You know, there's some other things. The study that we talked about doing a new facility for public works, and much I hate to say it, you know, if things really get bad, we may have to, you know, push that off. There's quite a few things that we can look at holding off on. I don't have a list of the dollar items here today, but we're gonna look at some real options, and I think honestly we're gonna look at, you know, anywhere from 5 to 10% of the budget just as options. Not saying we're gonna cut it, not saying we're gonna eliminate it. But I think we need to have those options and have frank discussions, and that includes the other funds as well, not just the general fund. So I'm open for any discussion on that. I want you all to know we've talked about it. We just, with everything going on, we haven't had a chance to itemize the list, but we definitely will before we approve it, have more discussion. Any thoughts, Mr. Frieders?
Yeah, I don't know if you guys saw on the news what the mayor of Elk Grove Village did the other day. Granted, they have a $28 million. The word for that?
Fund balance?
Fund balance, $28 million overage, or whatever you want to call it. So what they instituted was a $200 per household water credit or city service credit, in addition to kind of waiving liquor licenses and a whole bunch of other permit fees. And while I know that we are not in those types of financial situations, I think we need to look at our budget and assume that we're not going to miss 5 or 10%. We're going to lose between 30 and 25%. Some of the articles I was reading were saying anywhere between 20 and 30% of the GDP could be cut by the fact that we've got everyone out of work. So looking at the line items on the general fund, there are 5 or 6 different items where we should be prepared to take full losses. Not that liquor licenses, I mean, it's only $65,000 budget for the year, but imagine if more than half of our restaurants and bars, people with liquor licenses, don't open back up when this is over. As far as the permits, it says $9,500. Imagine if that's cut in a third. As far as adjudication, $27,500. What if people can't pay their bills in the first place and don't care if they impound their car because they can't pay their parking fee? Late penalties, $25,000. I think we need to assume that there are no late penalties because that if they don't have the money to pay, they're going to eat before they pay up for a late penalty on flushing the toilet. Then the idea of a hotel tax is $80,000 coming in. I know that that doesn't go straight to us. It's more of a pass-through to the AACDB for the most part. But let's assume the worst and let's kind of plan for it. And looking at our sales tax, we got a total of $5.6 million between the two. If we take a 24% hit on that, we're going to lose $1.34 million, which brings our sales tax down to 4.2. Let's assume it's cut in half, and all we have in town is a couple liquor stores and a couple of grocery stores. As far as $80,000 for contingencies, that's awesome. But, you know, with 125 grand slated for sidewalks and 150,000 for police and 400 for public works and equipment, we've got more cuts that don't even include what our goals are. I mean, the LGDF cut might not be that huge, but it's not going back up. But then looking at the fact that we've got all those things on that one page that I earmarked that included like baseline road, that was pages 16 and 17 on the memo. We've got all these things that aren't funded but are still important to some of us listed. But if we look at the fact that we only have the positives of the sales tax with the, as far as online ordering, that getting a little bit more fair, a potential for cannabis sales. But I know just from losing my rear end in the last couple of days, there's not going to be many banks putting out many loans for much, probably besides cannabis. So maybe that's something where we try to figure out how can we sell more. The capital bill, not for sure anymore. The parks and rec 15% balance. With the target being removed as far as the $340,000, I don't know where that would play into this, but when you think about the fact that we're talking about losing 24% of our budget right out the gate, I don't think it's wise to assume that we're going to have that money. I think we need to start playing with the fact that we are now in 2008, we should be freaking terrified. So if we don't have people paying their utility bills, and we really can't charge them late fees because we don't have any money either, we're going to look at the lack of license fees. And then also the loss on the parks and rec for all the spring sports. Assume the worst because we're kind of hitting the worst. So I don't think we have to go as far as issuing credit for things, but I do think it'd be pertinent to talk about how do we support these businesses that come back after this quarantine is over. So whether it's talking about, I know you've already talked about extending the licenses to, I believe you said June 30 or July 30, I forget. But maybe that's something where we kind of have to assume that we should take a loss or put that into a $10 a month payment plan. I don't know what the alternatives are. All I know is that I'm terrified. So I think we should probably make some decisions now to plan on tapering some of the stuff back and then put kid gloves on for the rest of the entire budget session. Sorry for rambling.
No, those are good comments. And some of those are brand new ideas to us. Some we've discussed internally. So those are great comments. I appreciate it very much. Other Ken or Jason, do you have anything? Because I can't see either of you, but I know you're out there. I think that was a Moody Blues song. I know you're out there somewhere. I'm a bad singer, but it really was. Ken, you recognize it. So anyone in the chambers have any thoughts or comments?
I agree with Freeman. I mean, this is something we are going to have to really consider looking at some of these things a little more closely. Our big picture items that we have in our memo, as well as getting down to some of the small picture, I think there might be some deferrals on some of those, just being cautious for our budget. So those kind of discussions I know you've been having with staff, but I think we'll have to seriously be looking at some options for the budget, maybe some alternatives that have for some savings.
That's fair. Well, hopefully we can have a somewhat normal meeting, at least one, next month.
So it seems to be working?
It's working. It's
doing quite well.
It is working.
Quite well.
It's just hard to hear sometimes, but it's working. We just have to go slowly. And that includes me. Well, again, we will look at these things, and we'll have some ideas we'll bring back. I hope we can do it next meeting. It's just been, as all of you know, it's just been, you know, one day to the next. Sometimes it's 1 hour to the next. And sometimes you go around the corner and you hit with another brick wall. So, but we're definitely, we're cognizant of the concerns you have, and we have some of the same concerns. Okay. As far as additional business, the only thing I can say is, I appreciate everyone who's, you know, had the time to talk to me from time to time over the last couple weeks. If you have input on anything, feel free to reach out. I appreciate when you're reaching out to the different businesses. I know a lot of you have reached out to the businesses when they have questions about, for example, the liquor licenses, those types of things. We got to remember it's going to be a challenge for, you know, whether it's a couple months or a couple years, we don't know. But there's going to be some challenges ahead of us. We just got to keep our heads up and just think positive, because some of the stuff we just can't change, and a lot of it's beyond our control. But we're going to keep working, and I'm confident with the group we have here, we'll have some good discussions going forward. Any citizen comments?
Yes.
Please step forward and state your name for the record. I was trying to listen to see if there's any in audio land.
Mike Brennan.
The microphone, I think, is that mic on?
It should be, yeah. Mike Brennan. Thank you. I know it's not a proper procedure, but I try to get recognized during your discussion about the Southwest Fox Valley Cable Consortium. Of course, I'm the manager of that operation, and I'm here tonight running the camera, so I'll make my comments now. Although I feel it's a little late, the likelihood of actually rescinding a resolution to then start participating in the consortium sort of eludes me, and I wish they had taken time, because there is a process, of course, by which you can participate, and if you so wish, also participate in the ending of this consortium in a proper way, as I mentioned the last time I spoke to you. One thing that I've seen very clearly with the two communities that have chosen to leave the consortium is that at the time that they do, they focus solely on themselves. I hear a lot of talk about coverage of the meetings and transparency. That's only a part of what we do. And I appreciate some of the comments that were made to kind of allude to that. I'd just like to elaborate a little bit. We operate two full channels. One channel is government access. That's where you see your city council meetings. That's where your city events, special hearings, the different things that we've done for the city to get the message out to our citizens appear. But we also run a public access channel, and that's the part that is often forgotten by the city councils. You know, we're here every 2 weeks. We're in the background. We do what we do for you. But your citizens also take advantage of this. They come and take training. They learn how to use video equipment and make programs for and about the community. That's a big part of what we do. We also cover local high school sports. I mean, we're a part of your community. We're involved in all aspects of the community. We support the nonprofits, the chambers, any organization that wants us to help get their message out. We have regular talk shows where we plug these people in. We go out and cover their events. We do high school football and basketball. So please consider, before you come to a final vote, if that's even possible, all the things that this channel offers you, both channels, and what this organization has done over the years. Part of it is, of course, doing these meetings. And transparency is very important. So, you know, I'd be more than happy to meet with the admin committee and help design or demise if that's what it comes to, because I feel that's an important thing. But we're providing that right now for you. But please don't lose sight of the other services that we provide to your citizens. The community at large is a lot bigger than just the 8 people here virtually and in person tonight. So broaden your view. If you wish, I'd be happy to talk to any of you about what we do. If you have any questions, and I would encourage you to think through this, because this resolution sends a message to the other communities, and it could very well cause them to, like God's followed suit, as you have followed suit with North Aurora. When I was here a couple weeks ago, I said, what North Aurora does has nothing to do with you or the services we provide you. But the three remaining partners, and until the end, we are partners, and North Aurora is there until the end of the fiscal year as well, can design this to operate the way that you want. In answer to Joel's question, the contributions are set by the IGA. That's not something that would change. So I just encourage you to ask a few questions. I'll make myself available in any way that I can. The college is currently locked down. I just happened to have a camera before they locked us out. That's why I'm here tonight taping them. But I'd invite you to come take a studio tour, see the facilities, learn about what we do for your residents. And please don't just focus on one aspect of this, because I think what we do and the services that we provide are much greater than you might know just at the surface. And I understand, I'm also an alderman in Plainham, and there are a lot of fiscal ramifications, but as I put it once to our mayor, that amount is, you know, a truck. And it's something that you need to participate in. So even if you do pass this resolution, please send a representative to the board. Nobody's been there since 2014. So I can't say anybody in this room really knows what we do. Some aldermen have been out to see us. Some folks have appeared on our talk shows. But I encourage you to learn as much as you can before you do make a final decision on this. Thank you.
Thank you. Are there additional citizen comments?
Yes.
State your name, please.
Darren Crawford.
Okay, please proceed.
I'm going to say that your school should remain in the consortium. Mike provides a great resource. I'm a student of his. I'm a producer at the college within the consortium. He provides, whether or not it's someone wants to learn how to edit video or record a sports game or make a movie, create a talk show. I mean, this is something that old or young can come together, they can take and learn from Mike, and you know, whether or not they want a career in this or if it's just something they want to learn how to do because they didn't have this resource before. I mean, it's a really great program for our community. So I think Yorkville should stay in the consortium.
Thank you for your comments. Are there other members of the public who have comments? Hearing or seeing none? Kathy, you said we have a lengthy executive session?
Right.
Okay. No, she said not today. I misunderstood. Was there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Milshewski?
Second.
Second by Poacher. All in favor, signify by aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you all very much. I appreciate your time. Have a good night.
Okay, so you were right.
What? Well, that's pretty good, huh?
Okay, thanks everybody for participating.
I was wrong. I love to be wrong. There are times that I love to be wrong. Thank you.
Can I stop this now, Bart?
Yes.